on topic and meet our first pair of debaters. He is a regular on our show, a funny man who is the artistic director of the Winnipeg Comedy Festival. I know you'll recognize him. It's Al Ray! And now, a special treat for you fans of Little Mosque on the Prairie, filmed right here in Saskatchewan. He's a professor of economics and a single dad, a grumpy pussycat who occasionally spits up hairballs. From Mercy, Saskatchewan, please welcome Babar Siddiqui! Welcome, welcome. Welcome, Al. How are you?
Welcome. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum to you too.
Very nice. Babar, nice to see you.
Yes, and I'm very upset because nobody told me about the weather in Regina. I did not bring a cardigan. I'm very chilly.
It's a little chilly. Chilly here. Al, is the weather okay for you? Are you all right? You comfortable?
It's good over here.
It's good over here.
I want the audience to know I can't take another loss.
It's just that side
just
of the room.
I can't take another loss.
Another one?
Things are not good at home. Things are not good in the career. I can't lose another debater.
Stop sucking up before it starts. Your topic, gentlemen, is Canadian history. Should we all learn it? Many people think it's essential. Historically, Canada has had so many firsts. For instance, we were the first Canadian country to be named Canada. It's true. We were also the first after Europe and most of Asia to start wearing pants. And, of course, we were the first to execute Louis Riel. Though he was executed again in Scotland 3 weeks later. True story. You can google.ca that. So, whereas Canada is a product of the conflicts, struggles, and victories of its past, be it resolved that to be a true Canadian, you need to know and understand our nation's history. Al Ray, you are arguing for this. Your two minutes starts now.
Friend. Citizenship isn't just a piece of paper you keep in your wallet beside your Al-Qaeda password. To be a real Canadian, you've got to understand where this country came from, and that's where history comes in, from the cratered slopes of Vimy Ridge to the blood-stained ice of the 72 Canada-Russia series. This country has fought foreigners. In World War II, it was Hitler. And in 72, it was Red Army hockey players who thought you won a hockey game by skating and scoring instead of punching and slashing. History taught me that. But now people take our history for granted. And now anybody with a passport and some dirt on Brian Mulroney can get citizenship. They all miss the point. To become a Canadian, you've got to learn to bitch and moan. And you can only do that if you know our history. Take the French. Please. Nobody belly aches more than Quebec, but by God, do they know their history. They can quote you chapter and verse about every time they've been screwed, from the Plains of Abraham to the October crisis. When I sit down with an immigrant, I don't want to hear how nice it is here compared to the hellhole he just escaped from. I want to hear that thanks to Canadian history, he now knows his hellhole was nothing compared to what our boys suffered, fighting the Jerrys in the big one. Wet tobacco, trench foot, and the kind of VD that bores holes in your brain the size of silver dollars. And friend, lose that cheese-eating, hookah-puffing, glad-to-be-here grin. Our ancestors didn't freeze their asses off in a sod hut so we could be happy.
Al Ray, ladies and gentlemen. Wow, that was aggressive. Very aggressive start, and for the record, those listening at home, he did not have a grin on his face. He was listening.
That's not the point. Well,
listening to Al's very informative opening argument. Now, taking the position that to be a Canadian, you don't need to know our history. It is Babar Siddiqui.
Thank you very much. Salam alaikum. Okie dokie. First of all, Canada is only 130 years old. So what you call history, we on the Indian subcontinent call current affairs. You know, we call a comedian in Lahore who makes Gandhi jokes topical. In fact, there is a monkey that lives on the summer house in Kashmir that is older than Canada. Secondly, what is this precious history I need to know so badly? That some native Indians were living peacefully when the British invaded, stole their natural resources, destroyed their way of life, and forced them to assimilate. Change the word Indian to Indian, and it's the history of bloody India. I don't need to learn anything. I was there. Canadian history. Babur knows that history is written by the victors, not by the Parveens, not by the Kumars. It is never the Rashids or Rayals, the Siddiqis or the Sittings. Friends, we on the subcontinent know that the only value to remembering the past is to prove a grudge can be held not for 100 years or 200 years, but for a millennium or more. Trust me, you are better off thinking the War of 1812 is a tune by Tchaikovsky and that Kashmir is a song by Led Zeppelin. So in conclusion, the only date that Babur knows will live in infamy is not December 7th, 1941. No, my friends. It is today, the day that I kicked Aure's butt in the debaters.
Babur Siddiqui, everybody. This is going to be tough. Wow. Great start. This argument may go down in history on the debaters. Now, debaters, you can further make a name for yourself in the bare knuckle round. Attack your opponent's arguments. I want you to go at it like Wolf and Montcalm, Trudeau and Levesque, Wayne and Schuster.
Well.
Let the battle begin.
Like many new Canadians, he's got the arrogance down pat, the borrowed arrogance. You use a Western liberal education to defend the dismantling of a liberal Western education. If you and your fellow travelers had their way, there would be a statue of Gandhi in downtown Saskatoon.
Well, that, because you're from Winnipeg, you wouldn't know this. There is a statue of Gandhi in Saskatoon.
That is actually true. That's a point for Babur and a minus one for Al.
How much history does an immigrant have to know in order to be able to hop on a plane and come to Canada? I had so much trouble finding the Canadian immigration office in Islamabad during rush hour. I mean, I would have had better luck finding a synagogue in Saudi Arabia.
The National Post tells me that everything you say is wrong.
That's minus three for using the National Post. Robert, you're up if you say
if nothing. You're going to stand here and you're going to throw all these facts and research at me, friend, I'm going to put my fingers in my ear and I'm going to hum the anthem.
Okay, you hum the anthem. I bring upon one more fact. You see, Al says that the immigrants today, me, had nothing in common with his parents who were immigrants. Okay, but let me tell you, Al, your parents came from Scotland. They had something very much in common with me.
Poverty.
They and I both have accents.
That is true. I often can't tell Scottish people from Muslim people on the street.
I can't lose a bare knuckle round to a fictitious character. I can't go home.
That's the bare knuckle round, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm stuck at the Hotel Saskatchewan, man.
It is time now to move on to the firing line. Gentlemen, get your buzzers ready, please. In my hand, I have a list of questions on the subject of Canadian history compiled by Lloyd Robertson, who is actually older than Canada. I don't know if you guys knew that. You can google.ca that, too. You can answer with facts or with funny, but first, gentlemen, please check your buzzers. Al's your buzzer work. Thank you. And Bobber? Perfect. Bobber looked perplexed. According to Norse sagas, who was the first European to land in Canada? Aure.
Boreas Salming.
Bobber?
I think it was the chap who invented or founded IKEA.
He came not long after, I think. It was Leif Erikson in Newfoundland around 1000. It says 1000 AD, and I guess that's what it means. What did Father of Confederation John A. MacDonald originally want to call our country? Bobber.
La Bat's Light.
No, but funny. Al.
In the custom of the day, McDonald's.
That was good. Bobber, you have another one.
La Bat's Blue.
Just as incorrect as the first answer. He actually wanted to call it the Kingdom of Canada, but then we would have had to have a king, and who would that be? We have one last question. This is a good one for here in Regina, Saskatchewan. What was the Saskatchewan Rebellion? Al Ray.
Saskatchewan's unfair theft of the Grey Cup from the Superior but Wounded Blue Bombers in the 2007 Grey Cup!
This audience is angry. They are angry at Bill. bitter Winnipegger, Al Ray. That is so wrong. This debate is getting more intense than a stare from Gilles Duceppe. The Saskatchewan Rebellion was about Louis Riel's 1885 attempt to make Central Canada address the issues of Saskatchewan's Métis people. It's almost time for our studio audience to choose a winner, but first, debaters, we have one last chance for your final summations. Bobber, one more chance to convince us Canadian history is irrelevant. 60 seconds, please, starting now.
To me, white people history is an endless series of Monty Python sketches without the laugh track. So, let me give you some advice. Rather than study history, I suggest you study yourself and how you deal with other people. Look up at the stars, pray more, and be very nice to your mummy. Let your obituary read. He did nothing remarkable, one way or another. And because if you do this, true, they might not build a statue of you, but at least no birds go poo-poo on your head. Salaam alaikum.
Bobber Siddiqui, everybody. One more stab now at making a history of his own and his opponent, Mr. Al Ray's final summation. Al, begin now.
Friend, you can't arrive here on the bottom of a truck and expect to become a Canadian. You don't just waltz out of your freight container and expect the rest of us to invite you to a pancake breakfast at the Legion. To do so is to spit in the face of great men. Men like Billy Bishop, Nellie McClung, and Stompin' Tom Connors.
1 point for Stompin' Tom.
Remember, folks, those who forget their history are doomed to repeat grade 12.
Hooray, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you.
Bringing it back home with Stompin' Tom mentioned there. Well, it's time for our studio audience to be the judges and make their decision. By applause, who thinks that Al Ray had the best combination of laughs and logic? And what about Bobber Siddiqui? Al Ray? Bobber Siddiqui! Our friend Bobber Siddiqui has won! He has won his first debate!
What a charming celebration of diversity this has been.
Al Ray is himself and Manoush Sood as Bobber Siddiqui, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much, guys. Congratulations.